man, all the kiddies would come in with their feet all wet. We'd put their little stinky socks on the radiator, and the room would smell like wet lunch bags, and there'd be goulashes everywhere. Yeah, I taught for a while at Blauman Middle School. It didn't last for very long, though. I grew tired. And the thing that annoyed me most was the apathy of the teachers, or rather the parents, on Parent Teacher's Day. You know, once a year, the parents would come in and you'd tell them about their little Stinky and their little Johnny. And, you know, sometimes I encountered such tremendous apathy on the part of the parents. I remember one time I was talking to Mr. Johnson. And I had him sitting there in the office, and I said, Mr. Johnson, your son Willie is a very bright boy, and it just irks me to see him not working up to his potential. He never has his assignments prepared. Now, I've asked 1,000 times that all the homework be signed by the parents, sir. You haven't signed any of Willie's homework. Willie hasn't even had any of his homework, and frankly, sir, I think you're equally responsible. Well, when I looked at him and said that, he just looked at me, sneered, and said,
Oh, your mom.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Johnson. I said your son is flunking out of school.
Your mama.
Do you mean to tell me you don't care if he grows up to be a derelict just like yourself?
That's right. I said your mama.
Now, wait a minute here. I'm offering your son the gateway to the world.
Your mama.
I'm offering your son a chance to better himself in society.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you don't care if he finds some menial job?
That's right, I said your mama.
But wait a minute. It's not your decision to make. Your son is ultimately going to make that decision.
Your mama.
You keep out of it. I'll be with your son in a second. I think you're responsible for your boy's life.
Your mama.
I mean, you don't care. You just sired him and you're going to forget about him?
That's right, I said your mama.
Well, let me know. I'm not going to forget about him because his life means something to me. I want to see him pull himself up by his bootstraps.
Your mama.
I want to see him make something of this stinking existence.
That's right, I said your mama.
All right. Well, what about you, sir? What about you? What are you going to do with your uneducated life?
I'm going to chill out. Struggle.
Well, all right.
Do this and do all that.
But I mean, what is he going to
do? You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
Play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
Well, all right. But what about your son? What about your son?
Your mama.
Another thing. Was that you that scrawled mofo on my blackboard, sir?
Habadoo-gaga. 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 Habadoo-gaga.
All right, Mr. Hirschberg, we'll talk about your son in a second. Please, sir, please, everybody just calm down here. My God. And they ask me why I drink. I'm a little pucker's face. All right, then. All right. Next, please. Next.